Well, looky here. Look who we have on the line. Mr. Vacation All the Time, Gerald Owens. How's it going?
Hey, we're going pretty well. What I did is I strung a couple of Mondays back-to-back, so we haven't talked for a while.
It has been a while, and you know what? I admire you, man, for getting that vacation time. Use it.
Or lose it.
Or lose it. And I'm in a few here, I'm going to be doing the same thing. I made a promise that I was going to get my time in before the end of the year and not lose a week.
Are you running out of time?
No doubt about it. It goes by quickly. And this weekend went by quickly. A lot of big stories. Time for our weekend wrap-up, so fill us in.
Okay, we had a food recall over the weekend involving Sunburst Foods out of Goldsboro. Apparently certain sandwich, fruit, and snack products sold under the Fresh Bites label are involved. These foods may be contaminated with listeria. The tropics picked up over the weekend. Tropical Storm Fay knocked out power for about 2,000 people in Bermuda before moving out to open water. On the heels of that storm is Tropical Storm Gonzalo, which should strengthen into a hurricane by tomorrow morning. The good news here, though, is that neither storm is expected to affect the United States. And now this for a bizarre story. A family in Missouri was forced out of their home by poisonous spiders. They bought the home on a golf course, beautiful home, bought it back in 2007, and they soon started to see brown recluse spiders everywhere. In fact, the owner told the St. Louis TV station, she called two pest control companies. They couldn't take care of the problem. She said it was though the spiders were bleeding through the walls. There were so many. They estimated about 5,000 spiders in that home. The couple sued the previous owner. They won the suit, but the previous owners declared bankruptcy, so they didn't get any money out of it. The house is now covered with tarps, and the government owns it. A third pest control company is in there. They said they will rid the home of the spiders. And, Jerry, who knows? They may be able to sell that house to someone else down the road.
You know what? If they want to sell it for about $1,000, I'm in. I'm all in on a golf course, too?
Oh, it's gorgeous. Yeah, except for the spiders.
Well, I know. That is bizarre. I've never heard anything like that before.
I know. I wouldn't want to live there at all.
Me either. All right, Joe, what about tonight? What are you guys going to cover?
Well, today is a federal holiday, as you know, but the same-sex couples have been lining up to get married. And a Wake County judge may decide today whether you'll be able to carry a gun at the state fair. We'll have all that and more on WRL News at 5, 5:30, and 6.
You know what? Having a gun at the state fair, after all the stuff that's been going on in Ferguson and these other cities, I just don't know. I mean, not that anything would involve the police, but just having, you know, the guns at the fairgrounds, if any altercation happened, I mean, that to me, that's just crazy.
It makes you pause, but, you know, there's some legal ramifications here in the North Carolina state law and all that kind of thing, so it is... It's quite a difficult issue to put your finger on.
I know. Well, Gerald, thank you, man. We'll look for you tonight.
All right. Thanks, Jerry.